and take that white, put some sugar in it, and whip it till it kind of stand up, and then put it over top of your pudding. Mm-hmm. Kind of an icing like.
Mm-hmm. I see. See, if you were eating something between meals, what would you call that?
Well, I'd call it a snack.
Yeah. You like to do that?
Well, I don't do too much of that. I eat too much when I'm meal time. Besides, I don't do much snack eating. I used to. Some when I worked for the highway department for about 15 years. And I get a chance over about middle of the morning, I'd eat a sandwich and drink a cup of coffee. I had a man working with me. And we was working together, I mean. And he didn't ever eat like that, but he had hardened arteries. He was taking medicine at then for us with a tablets costing 10 cents a piece for keep his blood thin. Every time I'd go to eat down there, nearly every time he'd make something about me overload my stomach or in my head. Mm-hmm. So one day I didn't care what he said, but I just decided to say something. I said, yeah, that makes me think of a man I know. I said, he gives 10 cents for tablet to soften his arteries and 10 cents for cigar to harden. He stood there a little bit and then said, by God, he says, you may have something there, and he never did say no more to me.
That's funny. How do you like to drink your coffee? Do you like anything in it?
No, I drink it straight. I used to put cream in it, but we had a family doctor here 25 or 30 years ago. A lot of folks have bothered indigestion all. He said if you drink coffee, leave that cream out, it won't be indigested like that cream wheel in that coffee. And I got trying it and I decided I'm better. I like sweetened coffee too, but too much sugar. I eat a lot of sugar in there. I don't put no sugar in the coffee. I probably don't need too much sugar.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, if somebody passed you something when you were eating dinner and you didn't want to eat any of that, what would you tell them?
I said, no thanks. I don't believe I care.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about food that's been heated and served a second time?
Well, I call that warm nose.
Warm nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I eat lots of that.
Do you?
Yeah. We see just two of us. I like boiling in the thing. So we got peas there in the deep freeze. We put them in the package. Can't eat them all at one meal. And she warm more next time, I eat the warmed over peas, or beans, or something like that.
I see. Did you ever eat anything called mush or kush?
Well, yes. they used to make what they call fix something similar to a dressing, like they fix the turkey or something. Seasoned it with water where they cook something else, maybe. They'd call that kush. I've eaten kush. When it's hot, it's pretty good, but after it sets over for a few hours, it gets cold, and it ain't as good as it was fresh.
Mm-hmm. What about the mush?
Mush.
Do you ever eat that?
I don't know nothing about really no mush. Now, my wife, she cooks stuff I call it mush. It makes her mad once in a while. She gets a tomatoes and rice and stuff and get it a little too thick to suit me.
Oh.
And I just call it mush. She don't like it, they call it mush.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't like my soup like he likes
it. See, you have trouble chewing stuff since you're trouble.
Yeah, I don't chew much. See, I ain't got nothing to chew with. I gum it up a little and swallow it.
Yeah. I see.